From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the United States has announced it's suspending its participation in bilateral channels with Russia to keep a cessation of hostilities in Syria going. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
Unfortunately, Russia failed to live up to its own commitments, including its obligations under international humanitarian law and UNSCR 2254, and was also either unwilling or unable to ensure Syrian regime adherence to the arrangements to which Moscow agreed.
She said Russia and Syria have chosen to pursue a military course.
Our teams met through the weekend. We engaged in what we viewed as very robust discussions. This decision was not taken lightly.
The decision comes as pro-government forces backed by Russian air power assault the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Hospitals and water supplies have been hit. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke Monday in Geneva.
We are out of words to express our outrage at the carnage, especially in Aleppo. The brutality is unrelenting.
UN diplomats said the Security Council will discuss a new draft resolution urging Russia and the U.S. to ensure an immediate truce in Aleppo. Meanwhile, the U.S. confirmed the targeting of a prominent al-Qaeda leader in Syria in a drone strike. In Ethiopia, Monday was the first of 3 days of mourning for at least 55 people who died in a stampede Sunday at the end of a religious festival in the town of Bishoftu when police fired tear gas at anti-government demonstrators. Dozens were injured. Fresh protests broke out Monday in the Oromia region, which has seen periodic violence over the past 2 years over a land dispute. This is VOA News.